Hello and welcome to Bed Slapped. I'm Jordana.
I'm Sammy.
I'm Aileen. We're all three back again. It's like reunion.
Do you guys like it?
All the time.
No, oh, not you, them.
Yeah, well, I like it.
Pause for them to answer in their heads.
It's kind of like a Game of Thrones first episode reunion.
I thought I wouldn't like it, but I do like it, I think.
Why wouldn't you like it?
Because sometimes we like, it's hard to... Like,
she doesn't like us.
No, I just think like sometimes it's harder to like know when it's your turn to speak when there's three people than it is with two people. If that makes sense.
I think that only happened back in the day when we weren't so like used skilled to doing podcasts. That was like a year and a half ago.
Guys, we're really good at podcasting. Tina Brown said so.
Oh, wow. My God.
She's specific. That's a huge compliment. She's like the biggest deal.
Yeah.
That's the number one person I want to compliment on my podcasting skills from.
Did you guys watch Game of Thrones?
Yes. I did. I even understood what was going on, kind of.
But you're not, how far along are you in your recapping phase?
I have seen every episode. I've physically, like, my eyes have seen every episode. Oh, has my brain processed every episode? No.
But that was, like, kind of the point is that you have to, it's like a, you have to, your brain has to process it. Otherwise, you wouldn't know what the fuck is going on.
Well, Abby and I are starting from the beginning now.
That's the best. I'm so
jealous. We
just
haven't seen each other in, like, 2 days, so.
It's the best. Yeah. It's so good. It's so fucking good. Right. Everyone just dying and betraying each other, and everyone has the same fucking weird name, Bran, Bron.
Well, I'm excited to do it with him because he understands, so I can just be like, what's happening? Can you explain this?
That's going to be fun and for him.
No, he didn't mind. The other night, he was like giving me all the info, and I think it made him feel like, I'm explaining TV to her for once.
I actually don't think, if somebody was watching with me, I wouldn't mind. I would pause to explain literally like a saga.
But you have to be re-watching, a scholar.
I'm rewatching The Sopranos with Mike, and I do that too, or he has questions and I answer them, but then I also just tell him what's I was like, so you see, and then this is gonna happen, and then it happens, and he's like, what is the matter with you?
Sopranos isn't as confusing.
You just ruined it.
Yeah, Sopranos feels a little more familiar because there's not like, oh, someone's alive, someone's dead. They're not playing with time, they're not playing with like weird
magic.
There's some surrealist touches, but it's not like most hard to understand.
Fantastical.
Yeah,
that's true.
I heard like the first episode was like slow, but I think it's gonna be the only slow episode of all of the episodes. I think they had to do it in order for like everyone to come together.
It was almost like a little cheesy for the series.
Yeah,
I thought,
it was
because
cheesy.
Nothing like gruesome or gory really happened besides the thing with the kid, which wasn't even that bad.
Yo,
I actually think something similar happened in the first episode of the last season of The Sopranos, where there was like a very nice episode as the first episode of the last season.
Really?
And then he dies in the last thing, probably.
Well, who? We don't.
Tony.
We don't really know.
That's not confirmed.
It's confirmed.
No, it isn't.
He dies.
The whole point is that it's not confirmed.
It's not
but like he did.
No, but like he
okay, it's not confirmed, but like
Mike, if you're listening, turn it off.
No,
here's the thing: no one. It's actually not confirmed, but like my interpretation, which I'm convinced is right, is that he dies.
Well,
I've done a lot of reading on this.
It was funny, like We were talking about this at dinner last night. That it didn't feel like it was Game of Thrones when like Jon Snow and like Daenerys were making out, and the dragon was watching, and the whole scene of them flying around.
Positive.
I was like, is this How to Train
it's
Your
Aladdin?
Dragon?
Right?
Yeah, like
guys, they're just setting you up for when everyone
I
dies.
Hope so, because like my other
I hope they're setting me up for
whenever
my
other
dies.
Theory was that it's just become so popular and so commercialized in the past years, and the stars have gotten like so big that it's just like now
I don't think
become a different happen. Show where it's like almost catering to you know how like the Sex and the City movie was terrible because like it was like sort of a popularization of everyone who
already loved
the
show. Yeah, but that's because it was a show. It was because a movie based on the show. I don't think that George R. R. Martin, who's actually writing it, would actually allow that to happen.
I thought he didn't get up to this.
No, they
who's doing
the,
it
the idea is that they asked. He was supposed to write the two others, but I think that the showrunners like didn't want him to, so that people weren't comparing. And then after they're done with the series, I think he's going to release his next two books, and then Game of Thrones the show is going to come out with the prequel about the children of the
men.
That's a movie.
Oh.
The children of the forest.
That's what I meant.
And about like the Mad King and all of that shit.
Oh, I would love a prequel.
Because there were so many people who were like, oh, the first season is so different than the book. And so like, fuck those people.
Purists.
Like, he isn't writing it. No,
okay,
I haven't.
But either way, I don't think HBO cares about making things nice to make it nice.
I mean, it's but not really I'm just no, saying it's a wild. I mean, the HBO also produced the Sex and the City movie, so they kind of do sometimes.
Yeah, but that was different.
But
I think the first episode was supposed. I think it was like kind of jokey on purpose. Like it was a very like Disney-esque. Like right. Every single time, like no, the first time when they all come and like start talking, and Bran's like Debbie Downer, like womp womp, like from SNL, when he's like, actually, your dragon is now a dead man or whatever, and everyone's like, shut the fuck up, Bran. We're just trying to hug.
Right.
There's no time for this hug.
Even the big reveal about like who Jon Snow is seemed a little bit like too easy.
He's like,
would you have killed my dad?
Yeah.
Would you have killed my brother and my dad? Because you could have.
Yeah.
Because you're the king. And he's like, oh.
No, I thought that was actually fine.
He didn't seem confused enough. He seemed like he already knew.
Yeah, he seemed
that's what I'm saying. It was too easy.
Well, yeah, because he does know because he just flew the dragon and you can only be a Targaryen and fly dragons. Like you can't not.
Should I share my theory about the three dragons versus the two dragons? Or are we like so far away from that? In
like you
combo?
Can share it.
Okay. So yesterday I heard this theory that Tyrion,
yeah,
Jon Snow and Daenerys are all Targaryens. And so Tyrion's a secret Targaryen. And they.
Why is he blonde then? Oh, they are blonde. Right.
Yeah. Targaryens are white.
So there's like one dragon for each of them. But now there's only two dragons because one of them became like the ice king dragon.
Yeah, but so there's three for right. three friends.
So there's three for the three of them, the three heirs. But now I think that Jon Snow is ultimately going to be the one who's able to ride that the dead dragon because he died. And that's what's going to happen.
Yes.
Interesting.
Well, so Tyrion, the idea that Tyrion is a Targaryen is because Tywin's wife died in childbirth while right. having Tyrion. But I think Tywin hates Tyrion because not because he's an imp, but because the wife had sex with the Mad King, and that's the dad.
The Mad King really got
and
around.
That's why he was so pissed and ordered Jaime, the King Slayer, to kill the Mad King.
Yes. And Jon Snow is going to be the one to defeat the white dead dragon thing.
But my question, yeah, like there has to be a reason for why he is who died. Like it was right. like, oh, just casual death and back.
Right. And then know? And then he was brought back.
They also that's what I'm saying. Like there's just a casual reincarnation of Jon Snow. And also
so he can
they
save
brought
the
it,
world
they,
from the White Walker.
They also
things.
Brought it up in yeah. the last episode. So
right. And that was also in the previews.
Yeah. I mean, so anyway,
speaking of all this drama, did you watch The Real Housewives of New York?
Yes.
No.
Yes. We have to briefly touch on it because it was one of the funniest episodes of all fucking
have you been watching the season?
Time.
No, but like I'll listen.
Oh, it's so good.
I know the characters. So
basically like Sonya has like an impromptu meltdown.
About, oh, great.
About like the fact that she's a Morgan. So Dorinda took her to like this.
Meaning she's like happy that she's a Morgan?
She's like so delusional. I can't tell if she's delusional or
she,
she's just
so
like
she
crazy.
Used to be married to like
right, I know
one of the JP Morgan people.
Yeah. And now she's not.
She cheated on him.
Right.
And they got divorced. And
according to Dorinda. Right.
No, that
no,
is like
that's
known.
True. Yeah. She like said she says that's happened.
Is it? I thought she denies that. No, she denies that happened. She said that she said it.
I'm fairly sure that she that is a thing.
That was last season. I'm pretty sure she denies it. But like it's the rumor. But she, but one of them, I forgot which one says that she admitted it to her. But she publicly denies that.
Really,
okay.
I heard
well,
that it's known. That either
that's
way,
they're
happened.
Not together.
It might be known like behind the scenes, but she will publicly admit.
Okay,
it.
Okay. Well, anyway, so she's like so she's like done a lot to get out of like the whole. She used to live in the past a lot, and now she's kind of
she
out.
Still does.
She's no, not really. She's like sold her townhouse.
Or she's renting it. Yeah.
She's Grey Gardens.
She kind of was Grey Gardens, and now she's a little bit better.
She's drinking less.
She's a little bit better. But so Dorinda takes her to this like kind of museum of like the Morgan summer house that was
in the Berkshires.
In the Berkshires, and Sonya like transforms back, like she reverts back to her old self. She would not leave the bedroom that was like set up as if it were their bedroom back in the day, and it was so fucking funny because she gets wasted that night. They all get really drunk. And goes nuts.
Like, what'd she do?
She's like, they're all sitting around this dinner table. And you can see the clip. The clip is just so funny.
Okay, let's play the clip.
She took you today to the Morgan house because that was like a peace,
but I couldn't
like,
talk
it was like a peace
there.
Treaty.
I said, look at these antiques. And Dorinda put her paws all over these letters.
You go in that house. You don't touch those f***ing letters. You don't touch the f***ing Morgan letters.
I'm sorry you feel so upset. Okay. So, all right, Sonia.
So basically someone, people like their letters that she's upset because the house isn't well maintained. The JP Morgan summer home.
Seems like a good
and
focus.
There's these letters that someone, one of the Morgans wrote to the other Morgan, and like they're out on display and people can touch them. And Dorinda's like had like touched them in the thing. And she just like, she's clearly wasted. They're trying to stop her from drinking
she's like,
more.
Yeah, and Dorinda put her paws on those letters.
She goes, she put her paws on the she's like working herself up into this, like you could see her like almost like change. Like her like, it's like she's possessed. And then she goes, you don't touch the fucking letters.
No, you don't touch the Morgan letters.
Oh,
and then
God,
she starts hysterically crying. And everyone was just staring at her. And Bethany's like, what just happened?
She sounds like she's like a ghost.
It was so funny. But
you
that,
have to watch
that,
that
episode was so funny.
Also, I'll catch up.
Luann is just absolutely the worst. Like, just the worst.
She goes, what do you think you are?
Tinsley, go get your Louis Vuitton. Whatever, like fucking going around.
The cabaret has made her like go back to season one.
She's back to the Countess. She's even worse. She's like, oh, it's so weird to watch all these ladies drink. God loves. I know what
she's
drink.
Still sober. No, she's still sober.
Supposedly.
How could you put me in the fish room? Which was the scene of where I was once. Every room is a room where Luann was hungover at one point.
Okay, the funniest part.
She's like, you're bringing me back to my like old days by putting me in this room.
It's like, okay, Luann, go live
one
in the desert.
One of the funniest
then.
Parts that was underrated was, okay, Ramona, obviously, she's best television ever. I don't know if that was a sentence, but they were all sitting around in like the like bedroom and they're all wasted, and Ramona was talking about how much she loves herself and like how much she loves herself in the mirror, and they were talking about their bodies, and Ramona's like, yeah, the average American is big, the American girl is huge. And I was just like, I just started hysterically laughing because like Ramona can say that.
Well, she also only says it as a dig to Bethany in her like jean company.
Yeah, I know
that she only says it just to annoy her.
I know. She's not the American girl is huge.
And the other really good part, so Tinsley throws some like sort of dog charity. And
they
then the
always
girl,
throw
that
dog
was in another episode.
And then the girls all like start harassing her about if Scott's going to propose and like how she should dump him if Scott doesn't propose and all this other stuff. And then she's like, well, he can't propose unless I move to Chicago. I'm not moving to Chicago because I'm trying to rebuild my name in New York.
Her brand.
Right. I'm trying to rebuild my name in New York. Like, that's why I did this charity. She just says it.
Like, she doesn't even acknowledge the fact. Like,
she's like, that's why you're all at this charity.
Yeah. Like, one might be charitable.
Right. Like, why would they be charitable?
Exactly. Right. So
it's just funny because she's obviously so, like, used to all the people around her doing charity for that reason that it's like acceptable and normal to say that.
It's almost refreshing to, like, hear it, like, some sick way.
I like Tinsley. Of all of them, like,
they're all crazy in very different ways. Like, Tinsley's crazy is so different than Bethany's crazy that it's very entertaining to watch them all together.
Bethany's, like, young childhood trauma crazy who has like just a shit ton of baggage and therefore she's a bitch, and then Tinsley's craziness is sort of this like ignorant girl who lives in a bubble world where she doesn't understand how things actually are.
Did you watch when she and her mom cried over her frozen eggs while trying on wedding dresses
like years ago?
Last season.
Okay.
Anyway,
right,
if anybody
like
doesn't
that, like
watch,
she lives in a fantasy land.
It's all different crazy.
If anybody doesn't watch this Housewives of New York, you really should. It's so funny.
I think it's the best one.
I think it's
agreed.
The fun because they're all actually, they're not like faking it for television, or at least it really doesn't seem like it. Oh, the other thing that I think we should note is how disgusting it was that Dorinda is such a suck up to Luann. She's like, Luann, Lou, your boobs look amazing. And then Luann's like, oh, thank you,
because she probably doesn't want her to call her out on
alcoholism. Like, and then Dorinda's like, I can't stop staring at them. I'm like, shut up.
Here's probably what happened too, is like she got a lot of shit last season and on the reunion for just talking so much shit about Luann when she had like gone to rehab. And it was a really bad look for her. So she's clearly trying to like repair her TV image.
For sure.
Because that was probably her worst season because everyone was like, you're an asshole with the Giovanni.
I also feel like that stuff. Dorinda, I also feel like Luann kind of triggers her because she's this mirror of like, oh shit, Luann was also fucked up like me and she got help and I'm not getting help.
That's
so
awesome.
I think that she probably.
Another really important thing that happened was Sonia in like the interview says, you know, when somebody asks about your boyfriend John, like you immediately need to go have a cigarette. Clearly Dorinda like does like Dorinda used to be married to Richard. Now she's dating John. She likes John, but she doesn't really want to be with John because he's a Joe Schmo. And like that
did
was
she actually
so
say that word for word?
Yes.
I think that was very impressive.
She yeah. said that?
She said that's what Sonia said. Yeah. She was like, and it was so funny and that. So real because it's like Dorinda likes John. She doesn't want to be with John because he's not like this like Richard, like right. fancy ass man. And that's why like she needs to go like smoke a cigarette the minute that
Sonia said that. That's very self-aware of her. I mean, aware of another person.
Yes.
Sonia's very...
She's Sonia, astute.
I like to say that my mother is like the compilation of all of these Real Housewives
of New York. I think that's why we like this show so much is that we can see people we know and all right. the women because we're New Yorkers.
But one thing that my mom has in common with Sonia is like she has the ability to see other people very clearly, but not herself, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like to like cut the shit with
that's
other
definitely
people.
That's a symptom of an actual thing.
Disorder, probably.
An actual thing you don't want to say.
No, I don't know. I don't know which thing. It's just... I also feel like we probably all have elements of that too.
That's true. Some
just
people
at a
more
lower
than others,
level,
right.
like we're not totally unself-aware.
It's possible
Sonia's
a lot of people are like that,
right? But I'm impressed. Right, I'm not surprised that Sonia's like has like a pretty good view of other people's dysfunction rather than
a lot of people. Are
even
like
she
that,
thought
yeah.
it was weird, right? Oh, the lobster thing. Did we ever talk about the lobster?
No.
That was also so funny.
Wait, what happened?
They
with
took
the lobster?
That. They took the lobsters to go from Barbara's clam bake.
Barbara is so annoying. She's terrible character.
I hate her.
She has nothing to bring to the table.
This will be her only season, I
yeah,
bet.
Yeah, they should kick her off halfway. She's not saying anything. Side note, I saw a tweet on Bravo Andy saying that Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is going to pick up once all the dog stuff dies down.
Yeah, because why are they trying to make dogs the center of a drama? Dogs
because,
can't speak.
Because Vanderpump is trying to have a spinoff show about Vanderdogs.
But no
that's
one cares
why.
About Vanderdogs.
And Lisa Rinna tweeted saying that...
she didn't want to do it if she's not getting paid.
No, she was like... if I knew that I was like working, I was acting in some spinoff for your show, I should have gotten paid for it. And you're going to hear from my lawyer, which she's kind of right. Like, why was I being pushed into this drama just to promote the second show?
Right.
Which was bullshit.
Is it really happening?
I don't know. I would not watch
why
that.
Was that. Why would
their
that
whole
be an
fight
interesting
seemed
show?
Kind of fake.
I mean, why would a waitress show from Sir?
The reason Vanderpump Rules is good is because those people actually have these fucked up relationships.
Side note. So Rusty and I are trying to plan like maybe a trip to California and he goes, I want to go to that place where Jax is, Big Sir. Like, those are two separate things, Rusty.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
He also asked me, like, who sings this song? Carly B.
Oh my gosh, Rusty.
He's great. What? He's great. No, it's good. It's better that he doesn't know.
I'm shocked that he doesn't. Rusty. Cardi B just endorsed Bernie Sanders. She was like, the rest of them just say shit to be cool. Bernie doesn't say shit to be cool.
I heard he just released his tax returns and he's like super rich.
Oh yeah, he's super rich.
No
oh, yeah,
way I didn't
rich.
Hear that
yeah, yeah everyone knows. I mean, who knows,
so quiet.
He doesn't talk about it, but he's really rich, Bernie Sanders.
Well, it's okay to be rich and want to distribute
the
wealth,
but he can't
afford
a comb. Yeah, no, I'm not like mad that he's rich. I'm just saying, like, it's funny because his whole thing is like,
just
everyone
gonna
pay for college
and the billionaires.
Like, you
billionaire.
Okay, but you would think he could afford like a hairstylist.
Oh my God, my brother does the best impression of him. He does a really good Bernie Sanders on The Bachelor one.
If I
can find it, it's Bernie Sanders does The Bachelor.
I happen to believe that every girl in the house deserves a one-on-one date. This nonsense where we're waiting around and out of 25 people, we have enough money for one of them to go on a one-on-one date and the others go on a group date is completely unfair, and it's not the America that we want for our children and our children's children. It's an America for Chris Harrison and millionaires and billionaires at ABC to make millions of dollars.
Speaking of rich people, the Kardashians, so True, what's her face, had her birthday, first birthday. It was awesome. Underwhelming. Too many balloons, I think.
I thought
too
it was
many?
Just like a great display.
Not enough.
Not enough of crazy ass flower displays and giant blown up heads of your child. Just it was too simple. Only a million balloons. Too simple.
How much money did Khloe Kardashian spend to mask her pain through the
balloons?
Through the extravagant celebration
of
True's birthday?
That many balloons. Like,
I thought they were
There were a lot. But
she
like,
had another display.
Oh, I think I missed.
She had a second Instagram, which showed like the other stuff.
It was like, watch the stories. You got to watch the stories.
Okay. Well, the stories are over, but I saw them in the room, all the balloons. It's like, okay, great. These are fine.
It's also funny because I feel like the Kardashians have now started such a thing where it's like all the birthday parties for all the kids are so crazy that if you did throw your kid a birthday at Chuck E. Cheese, you would be like sent to child services in their family. Like it would be like a very blatant sign that no one loves you.
Right.
If you didn't have like a at least like $200,000 birthday party.
Well, now if they were sued or anything like that could happen, Kim can defend the family because she is going to be a lawyer. Did you see her post about her like torts test?
Oh, yeah. I can recite it. She was like, there are three things you learn in the first year of law school. Torts, crim law, and contracts. Torts are so boring. Contracts, I can't even do the reading. And crim law, I can do in my sleep. I got 100 on my first crim law practice test.
It's like literally, like, what do you think she's trying to do for it?
Okay.
With it.
Okay. First of all, in California, there's a law that you don't have to go to law school or even have an undergraduate degree to take the bar. Like anyone can take the bar and become a lawyer.
Interesting.
She's like so fucked up. She doesn't even have an undergraduate degree. And so she's now taking the bar, but she said that she doesn't want to do the reading because it's really time consuming.
I think she's just busy. Like kind of bored. And she's never going to actually be a lawyer. So, like, I don't care. It's almost like her hobby. Like, her hobby is, like, it's, like...
No, I think that's, like,
okay, that's, like, if she were to be a doctor and claim that it was her hobby.
No, because no one's going to hire her. It's a doctor can treat, like,
no,
anyone,
I don't think
really.
She's trying to get hired by, like, clients. I think that
she's trying to be an advocate and an activist, which she should just call herself that rather than trying to degrade the legal profession.
No, but I think she wants to, like, go to
There's so
lobby.
Many terrible lawyers out
yeah,
there. I'm not
yeah,
worried about
Kim Kardashian,
it.
No. Okay.
No,
Kim
you know
Kardashian
how she did the thing where she got like that woman out of a jail.
Yeah, that's what an advocate does, which is a totally acceptable thing
yeah,
for her to
do.
Yeah,
but maybe she's trying to like do
no,
something
it's totally,
to learn more
it's
about
an insult. So take a law class, audit some classes, but she says she doesn't want to do the reading. So no.
I think that in order for her to prove that she did take the classes is why she needs to have that bar passing. Like I think
she
that's the credit. Otherwise, no one's going to believe her.
She doesn't need to do that to be an advocate. You can be an advocate. She already got someone out of jail without any law.
Right.
Well, that's because she's Kim Kardashian.
It's honestly stupid, and I think that it's honestly insulting to people who take out $250,000
like
loans.
It's legally blonde.
But there are so many rich kids who go to law school and don't use their degrees also anyway.
Okay, but those people at least go get a job. Who can,
some
I'm
of them
talking
don't.
About the rich people.
Some of them
I'm not
don't.
Talking about the rich people. I'm talking about people who go into debt. I do. I think it's disgusting. I think Kim Kardashian.
There are so many worse disgusting things there are. If anything, she's showing to girls, like, go study.
No, she's not. She literally said, I don't want
to
do the reading.
I didn't
it's
listen to her story. I watched things on mute.
It's ridiculous.
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I don't
feel like it's not a thing where she can cause that much damage. Anyone dumb enough to hire her, that's their own problem.
She's not getting hired.
The law is a serious thing. It's interpreted by people.
Is it?
Yeah, it should be.
These days, like, it's not.
Think about she's making it worse.
Think about all the idiots that you know that are technically lawyers.
I don't think that. Okay, but those are not Kim Kardashian who makes her money off of fit tea and butt selfies. But
those people probably would if they could.
But they don't.
But I think people, that
because
people,
they can't.
Okay, there are people who go into hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt to go to law school. Then they work 17 hours a day after they graduate to pay back those loans. And Kim Kardashian's like, I'm going to be a lawyer because I'm bored. Like,
well,
that's so annoying.
That's
well, there
I think
are certain people
funny
who work their entire lives to pay for their own wedding, and Kim Kardashian just gets one.
It's
does that
not,
mean that that's
that
like
is
the same
not
day?
At all the same because the wedding, having
some
a wedding,
are luckier
is not,
than others.
That's not. It has nothing to do with luck.
This is the Bernie Sanders.
I
have
nothing
to
do with luck.
I think it's not that bad.
I think it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. The legal profession is a serious thing. People are guarding the laws of the land, the Constitution, the things that keep us free here. And she's like, I'm just going to be a lawyer. Like, you're not taking it seriously.
It's not like she wants to be a Supreme Court judge.
Oh,
she
well,
wants to, like, half-ass go to law school. I know a million people who did that.
She's not even trying to go to law school. That's the point.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I think she's just trying to do that so she can, you know, make
great.
A change.
Great. She should. Right. And she should do that, but without calling herself a lawyer, because it delegitimizes what it means to be a lawyer. There are people who work hard for this. Like,
okay,
it's ridiculous.
I think, okay, here's the thing. Let's say there's one person, Kim, who doesn't work hard for this and she does do it. There are like 100 million people that follow her. And there's a lot of girls out there who might be like, oh, maybe I could go to actual smart girls who might see it and be like, who will work hard
to
become
girl,
that.
If I was a smart girl, I saw Kim Kardashian and be like, wow, obviously it's not really that serious of a thing because Kim Kardashian's going to be a lawyer without when she says, I will not do the reading because it's too time consuming. And she says she can do crim law in her sleep.
But the people who are following her and see that they don't do the reading, they realize they won't pass. So then they'll see, oh, let me study actually hard. And
I don't think so.
Think about all the people.
Even if it affects one person, it's
I don't think that. I think that the Kardashians are having every day more and more a bad effect on people. And I'm done with them.
I don't think it's big deal.
I agree that they suck and they're awful and everything sucks about them, but I think this is the most benign thing that she could do.
No, I think that they all should just fucking go away. That's what I think.
Okay.
Goodbye.
I just think it's very hard to be a lawyer, but it's also I don't think it's like the worst abuse of her power that she's ever done.
No, it's not the worst abuse, but right. I'm not saying is it the worst or the...
She's not even trying to go to law school. So like, what is
exactly.
the difference?
Exactly.
So what's the difference?
Like, what do you
care?
So you're
saying what do you should care be a she's lawyer? Reading up on law and trying to take the bar? Like, why do you care?
Oh, because
it's really hard to pass the bar. She's not going to be able to do that.
Because this matters to people. This is a real thing that's to be taken seriously. I mean, Kim Kardashian and her fucking fit tee corset comes in and is like, I'm going to be a lawyer. Just like, watch me, guys. It's not the same thing even as like a Legally Blonde story where she literally went to law school and she studied and you see her undergo
she won't pass the bar if she doesn't do it.
So well, it's why don't we see?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of like what's true doesn't need defending. Like if she passes the bar, it means right. she like
why can't
she
just be an advocate like would be
Maybe
normal.
She wants to do something else that you're not aware of.
Okay. I think it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And here's the thing. I'm all for celebrities like advocating for people and being activists. I really am into that. But I just think that it's like, stay in your fucking lane, Kim. Like,
why can't people
then
exit
saying,
their
how
lane?
Are you, how are you a fan of celebrities being activists, but also stay in their lane?
Yeah.
Because she's trying to do
that's
something.
That's the opposite
that
of staying in your lane.
She's trying to do something that is a real serious thing that people so spend being money an advocate. Working so, to do. And she's like, I'm just going to do it because I'm Kim Kardashian.
Everything
like,
she does, other people spend money
oh
and,
my
and
God,
time working
not
to do.
Same thing. The legal profession is a real thing. It matters what you do as a lawyer. It's like, it's not a joke. Wait, people go to jail or don't go to jail. People go are falsely accused of things.
Yeah, but
she wants to help it, but she's
not
going to
be defending clients. No one's hiring Kim Kardashian as their
how
defense
do you know?
Lawyer because it's just not going to happen.
Because no one can afford her one.
That's and not happening.
The
whole
thing. Too, if someone is dumb enough to hire her, they deserve
okay,
whatever
the whole
they get.
Thing,
I think.
The Kardashians
yeah, I don't
delegitimize shit all the time, and this is just the next thing that they're hitting up to do that for. It's like
I think this is one of the lesser evils.
Well, yeah, if you guys have any thoughts on this,
we clearly have strong ones.
We have strong opinions. If you have any thoughts, email slapped@betches.com, slapped@betches.com. We'll take a tally of who you guys think is right and we'll announce it
okay,
in the next
episode.
Okay,
here's the thing. I've already made this rant. I already did this rant on the Sup podcast, and I cannot tell you the number of people who have DM'd me about my Kardashian rants and that they agree with me because they agree with me
about your Kardashian rants, and I agree that they're not great for society. Absolutely. But as a whole, this is one of the lesser things that I think she's not really hurting anyone because she's probably not going to pass the bar.
I think everything
and if she does,
culture.
She's not going to do anything
with
it.
No, if you're thinking about it too like granular,
I feel like
I'm saying that everything in culture matters. These things don't occur in a vacuum. Like Kim Kardashian doesn't become a lawyer when the host of The Apprentice becomes the president. Like these things things all affect each other. So yeah, when someone has power in society, it's their responsibility to do the right thing. Same thing goes for not selling
things. Doing the right thing is like not becoming a lawyer. Like,
I think that
the right
it's a
thing,
joke.
Kim.
You're making becoming a lawyer into a joke.
I get that she's making it look
it's a joke.
Seem like a joke.
Yeah.
But I think she looks like a joke
no.
rather than she makes law seem like
no,
a joke.
No, I think most of her fans think she's amazing and would like
That's
live
true
up her
of
ass
any
if they could.
Celebrity that also like
okay,
is not.
But I don't think most people have like a steady handle
let's
on like the appropriate
the
relationship.
Yeah. Let's
wait until 2022 when she fake takes the bar.
Okay, well, we can rediscuss it then.
Coachella. It came and it went.
Everyone took the same photo.
Everyone.
Ariana Grande brought out NSYNC, but like not without Justin Timberlake, so no one cared.
Is that why people have been talking about NSYNC?
Yeah.
I keep hearing people talking
she
about
him.
Like,
out.
Wow,
she brought
out
all the B-list NSYNC members.
Well, Lance isn't that B.
He's definitely more B than Justin.
Well, Justin's like A++.
Justin has a full solo career.
Yeah. Anyway, Coachella was just like so underwhelming. I feel like it's so saturated with content, but it still gave me a little bit of anxiety to watch. I didn't like really want to, I didn't feel like I had any FOMO about it. I just like had anxiety about the amount of content that was coming at me from the same exact photo over and over and over again. And I don't know, it felt like a bit overwhelming.
I wonder, okay, I mean, the past 2 years we were there, so I think maybe it was harder for us to like judge it from the outside. And I feel like even before we went, Instagram was a little different. Like there weren't stories and stuff, but like before we went to Coachella.
Are you sure?
Yeah, there were no, they're at least not at this level that people are consuming them.
I don't know.
Like when we went in 2015, stories were not.
We went in 2017 and 2018.
Right, yeah. But in 2016, stories were not as big. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
Yeah, we did. We had a
Three Olives.
A Three Olives spot.
Oh, yeah.
17 and 18.
But so I feel like it was hard to perceive it like, I don't know. I feel like so much has changed that I can't remember what I used to think.
I didn't have Coachella FOMO or anxiety because I don't like music that much and I don't like crowds. And
it's hot there.
It's not.
I do. That was my only FOMO. I was like, oh, it looks
I didn't
like
have FOMO.
Like it's so hot, and they would make me sit out at the pool for hours. Do you remember and when I'd we like die.
Did yeah. that? It was the best day ever.
I know.
Oh my god, I hated it. I wanted to go inside the whole time. I was like, I'm so hot.
That Caesar
it's so
salad
painful.
Was so good.
Oh, I do.
It was a great day.
That was a great day. We left our like fun hotel to go to like the. We called another hotel. And we're like, hey, are you guys having a party? And they're like, no. We're like, great, coming over.
I really want to go to Palm Springs, not during Coachella. That's
Same.
My new
it's
goal.
It's so hot, but I want to go to Joshua Tree.
I like it hot.
All right, like let's do it. Let's really west. Switch gears and do an email.
Let's do it.
This episode has been brought to you by Third Love, our favorite bra company.
Yeah, so Third, if you guys haven't heard of Third Love, it's a really amazing bra company that doesn't have just the standard sizes. It has 70 sizes, including their signature half cup sizes. And if you have no idea what size is for you, don't worry because they have a quiz. So they have a fit finder quiz. Over 12 million people have taken, women have taken this quiz already.
It's a fun and easy
today.
Quiz.
It's so fun. I mean, we personally take it. It's so.
I mean, I didn't get into Omni, but I did get 100 on the fit finder quiz.
Exactly. And you don't get 100. What you get is your shape and your size. So it's not only just, you're not just like boil down just like a number. You have various different sizes that could be good for you. And if you don't love it, if you're like, actually, I think that maybe I was didn't answer this truthfully in my quiz, you have 60 days to wear it, wash it, put it to the test. And if you don't love it, you can return it, but Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need, which I find is the best thing that they offer. And it makes me feel so happy.
Bras should be free for all women. It's not really fair that we have to wear them.
Or we should be
using our Third Love discount.
Exactly.
Which is 15% off today if you use our promo code BETCH. So Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. Right now, they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order. So go to thirdlove.com/betch now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/betch for 15% off today.
Dear Betches,
oh, I just have a lot of feelings.
Who wants to read it?
I can partake in this.
Okay.
Hey, Betches. I'm so excited about Betches Brides because I love everything you do and this could not come at a better time. Oh, by the way, we launched Betches Brides. Everyone go follow it on Instagram at Betches Brides. I have two issues that have recently come up and need rational advice. First, my wedding is very small and intimate. And
isn't it great that people come to us for rational advice? I'm sorry to cut you off.
They always have. Probably before they should have. Now I think our advice is genuinely rational.
Okay, first, my wedding is very small and intimate and is only my family. My fiance and I didn't even invite some of her good friends because the venue's capacity only has enough space for family and we wanted to keep it small anyway. My mom has taken it upon herself to invite some of her friends that I don't even know and their family slash children. When I try to tell her that the venue can only hold so many, she gets incredibly defensive and says it's only a few more people. Yes, it is only a few more people who I would love to accommodate otherwise to keep everyone happy, but I don't make venue size limitations. It is what it is, and with everyone RSVPing yes, since it is all family, we are at capacity. It seems that she genuinely doesn't understand this or even respect very real venue limits.
What do you don't respect venue limits.
What do I need to tell her?
Put that on a shirt.
Yeah. What do... Hold on, I need to breathe.
Sorry.
What do I need to tell her to make her understand that it is not me trying to exclude her friends when saying it as clearly and as honestly as I can doesn't seem to make a difference. Second, my fiance and I are doing a more non-traditional ceremony, so his best man is actually his sister. So his best man is actually his sister. So he is a best woman. The dress she chose was not in our color palette. Sorry,
I wasn't expecting to take that turn, honestly.
The dress she chose was not in our color palette. But in an attempt to not so constantly be telling everyone no, especially considering how sensitive everyone's feelings are, I let it go. And it doesn't make that much of a difference. She then told my fiance that she will be wearing cowboy boots with her knee... Sorry, I can't breathe. With her knee...
Elena's having a panic attack by proxy. For you.
A knee-length dress, which is honestly where I draw. This is written so humorously, which is honestly where I draw the line. It's non-traditional, but it will still be very elegant. It's not a cowboy boots kind of wedding. How do I tell her not to wear cowboy boots without getting her offended, which I guarantee she will? My fiance asked if I can let it go since she's excited... Sorry, since she's quote-unquote excited about her boots. What the fuck does that even mean? She's almost 30. Her being excited about boots shouldn't even be real. I'm fully crying. And I really just can't. It will be completely out of place in the photos, and I fucking hate looking at cowboy boots. I can't. This girl, I need to meet her. She's so funny. Yeah, I totally agree with everything she's saying. True story. Yeah. Everything she's saying is completely valid.
Right.
About the boots.
So she's got two questions. Let's address the question. There's two questions. The first question is how to deal with her mom who keeps wanting to invite friends to the vet who doesn't respect venue limits.
Did you not respect wood?
Venue city limits.
She doesn't expect... and then the second one is the fiancé. I think the mom is easier to deal with because you're clearly like... You don't have to... I feel like offending your mom is something that's probably done...
24/7. Also, like, what are they supposed to do? Like, once you have the venue limit, like, you literally can't fit more tables.
I think
you
just need to. She doesn't seem to be taking.
You should
it
just
seriously.
Be like, listen, mom, I'm not even inviting some friends that I want to invite.
I think she definitely has said
limits.
That. My,
it's weird to me that the mom doesn't understand like the capacity. But then again, some mothers live in. Like,
I have
a
this
fantasy
feeling
world.
That she needs to. Show her the list, have her get on the phone with her and like the manager of the venue and have them explain, go on her mom's side and be like, okay, mom, like, I'm going to try to make this work for you. Get on the phone with me with the vet.
Make them be the bad guy?
Yes. Let's call them and see what we can do to make you happy. So we call them. They go, sorry, ma'am, we can't have that. And be like, oh, darn it. And then you go.
I couldn't
and
even ask for that
and
long.
Then,
you know what that story reminds me of? That's a really good plan. I like that a lot.
Oh, my God.
When we were little, my grandma told me this, like when we were older. But she said that when we were little, she used to do this thing with like the man, right? So whenever we wanted to do something that she didn't want us to do, she would say, like, the man says you can't do that. It was like a man.
What? I mean, it's like in Arrested Development.
Not like the man.
Like, that's why you don't.
I remember we'd be on vacation. She'd be like,
who's
we'd
the
be
man?
Like, just like the man at the place that we're at. She'd be like, we'd be
like,
some
random
guy. We're at like the pool and we'd be like, can we get like another candy? And she'd be like, no, the man says like, that's it for the day. That's it. So like she would do essentially what you're doing, but with like her grandkids.
Yeah. And an imaginary
blame
man.
Blame it on the imaginary man so that she wasn't like the bad guy. She's like, no, the man says like,
oh my God, that would give me such a problem with authority. Like I can't even.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's which I already her the whole time.
Yeah.
Wait, so how did you feel when she told you?
I was like, that's a good idea. I'm going to use that on my
You weren't like, fuck you, I'm getting back at you for everything.
No, because
thing.
It was probably like very like, it like made me still love my grandma and not think of her as like having all these rules. But like she got to enforce all the rules.
My grandmother is a liar.
It made me kind of scared of authority, actually, because I was always like, okay, like there's a lot of rules and like it's not my family that's doing them. Like we're cool, but like it's the man.
That's so funny.
But I'm saying that's like essentially
that is a good
why,
idea.
Yeah. That's essentially what you're suggesting.
This is how you can deal
it.
And if it doesn't work, I really don't know what to tell you. You just don't send them the invites.
True. But if you might call and be like, you said it this time.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I don't know.
This every mother.
Or you
like,
could be like, or you could just be like, mom, listen, fine, invite them and risk them not fitting, but you're the ones who have to call those people and say they can't come. Because this is my definite list and that's it. You can have your B list of the people who can be replacements for the RSVP knows, but if that happens, you're calling your friends and uninviting them. Sorry.
Or they could just like not sit. Like they can come to the wedding and they can like be on the dance floor. Yeah,
you're dealing with the repercussions of your friends hating you. So like that's it.
Right, like you just won't get a meal. It's fine.
Yeah, like don't make this anxiety about the venue like your deal. It's your mom's problem. She has to deal with it.
Yeah, like she can have her friends come and stop by and like, I don't know, dance to like, you know, I don't know, September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Like, you know.
What about the second question?
Can we talk about the boots?
The boots. This is the funniest thing I've
ever. Oh, my God.
The lines are so funny.
I think she's just telling the story.
No, the way that she, like, she just gets worked up. And
but
like,
it's
worked
accurate.
Up. No, but so it's funny.
What do you think about the boots?
First of all, why would you? Okay, she says the dress.
This is honestly where I draw the line.
Wait, but she says, because she had. She already crossed the line with the dress not in her color palette.
I'm not engaged yet, but I feel like there are so many moments in the engagement process before you get married where you're like, you probably have an internal battle in your head of like,
yes,
am I
going to
be chill
time.
Or am I going to like put my foot down?
Yes, all the time.
Should I draw the line?
Constant.
Where's the line?
Honestly,
I feel like that's probably like a constant.
I have this multiple times a day and I work myself up over a small, small, small thing for hours at a time. Uh-huh. And then literally it gets resolved or I decide that I don't care. And then the next day it's like,
absolutely.
As if it didn't even happen. And then I do not learn my lesson and the same thing happens again.
Well, right. The engagement like time is honestly like I've had a lot of growth because I'm a person who kind of just says a lot of yes to a lot of things and just takes and does things for like just people even though I don't want to do them and like just will like get a lot of anxiety because of it but don't do anything about it. So I've learned how to say no and it's been an amazing thing. It's so, so difficult, but that's constantly the battle is like, do I just sort of let this one slide or do I literally get madder and madder and madder until I have to say something?
I have the opposite problem of you where I'm like, I'm saying no immediately.
Oh no.
And then I'm like, okay, like maybe I can like make a small adjustment to my desires.
I've changed so many things about my wedding halfway in because I've sort of realized the things that I want rather than things that are just convenient. And that's been a major thing. But for the cowboy boots, like she's excited about her boots.
She can wear the cowboy boots to the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah. Like just be like, I love those fucking boots. Those are
yeah, be like, can I get a matching pair?
You know, I can really relate to this because Rusty used to wear cowboy boots when we first started dating. And I was like, what in the fuck are you doing? But anyway, now I like cowboy boots. But in this scenario, I think you just tell her like, I love those boots and I'm so excited that you're like so down for this non-traditional theme. I was just wondering, I think they would match more of like the rehearsal dinner vibe. If you don't mind, I'd be happy to help you pick out like a different shoe.
Yeah, I think that's a great answer.
That's a great.
But what if she says
compliment sandwich.
If she says no.
I'm so excited to have you up there.
Yeah. If she says
in
no.
In the right pair of shoes.
I feel like to say no is like absurdly aggressive.
It's aggressive.
She'd be like, I'm so excited about my boots though.
I would be like, well then wear them at your own fucking wedding, bitch. No, I'm just kidding.
If she wants everyone to see them, she should wear them to like some other wedding adjacent event.
Be like, honestly, I'm working so hard on like making everyone cohesive and
or
whatever.
What if you tell her that she can wear them at like the after party or for like the dancing, but she can't wear them in the pictures
photos,
and at the ceremony.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Because maybe she wants to wear them for comfort. No, she thinks they look hot. So,
right, but she could look hot while she's on the dance floor.
Just
like,
be like,
cares?
Let's compromise. I love the boots, but they're not really going with the theme that I'm like working really hard for everyone to feel a little bit more cohesive. So if you don't mind, just wear them after the pictures in the ceremony.
Yeah, I think that's
no one's gonna
completely.
Look at you. No,
right.
And then you go to the videographer and then you go, don't video those fucking boots.
Then it becomes like a fun thing.
Yeah,
then you're just like kind of
shopping for shoes together that are not those boots.
Well, clearly the wedding is so small that they're obviously they're gonna be very apparent.
I bet you there's like 40 people invited to this wedding.
Yeah,
like maybe 50.
I'd be so annoyed if my mom invited her friends to my 40.
Same.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, her sign off is anxious bride betch. I like felt her anxiety as I was reading it.
Let's play some games.
That was really fun. Everybody follow at Betches Brides to get more of this fun advice and shit. You can email at brides@betches.com.
We deal with these problems all day personally and for you guys.
All right. Let's play games.
Okay. They're Coachella themed. Would you rather games?
Our favorite. Okay. Would you rather go an entire weekend without cell phone service or never go to LA again?
Never go to LA again.
No, the cell phone service.
I don't really like LA.
I love LA.
Yeah, but for business.
And I want the option to go there. So I would just
meet me in Santa Monica.
I would just not go on my phone for a weekend. Yeah. Like, whatever.
A weekend.
It would be nice.
Yeah. However, if that weekend is Coachella, like, you're on a festival.
No, but it doesn't say, like, yeah. It says an entire weekend.
Just a random weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'd rather just not be on my phone. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like great. Yeah,
I don't mind not being on my phone, but I'm fine with not going to LA ever again. Also,
she just wants an excuse.
Okay, yes. To the next one.
Sorry, I'm can't come on this.
I'm banned from LA. I've chose the weekend of cell phone service.
Okay, would you rather wait 3 hours in a line for a shuttle bus to an Ariana Grande concert, or have to sleep in a tent in the desert?
Tent in the desert. I did that once. It was fun. On Birthright.
Oh, I did too.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
That wasn't so bad.
I don't like concerts. And I don't like Ariana Grande
for
that
me,
much.
I was so scared. I drank a bottle of wine at the sleeping in the desert.
Same.
Yeah, so that I could like fall asleep because I was so
were you scared
fucking
of?
Like, I don't know, the coyotes. Like, I don't.
I don't think there are.
Is that a desert thing?
I don't know.
It was zippered. It was closed.
I don't care. It was so thin. Sleeping on the floor.
I don't like sleeping so close to the ground.
The tent, exactly. Like the bed was so light. Like, obviously, I'm high maintenance as fuck. So like, I really needed a whole.
There was no bed.
No, there was no bed. It was the ground. So I needed a whole bottle of wine.
But here's the thing. Like, we survived it.
Yeah.
That's true.
People pay for that.
Oh, I think God. It's cool. It's like a fun. It's like obviously touristy.
I actually love glamping.
But I thought it was really fun.
I love glamping.
I've never been glamping.
You should do it. I think you'd like
glamping
it.
Glamping is an entirely different experience.
Okay, but
than
there's
sleeping
levels
in the Negev.
Of glamping. There's levels of glamping. There's like insanely luxurious glamping where it's like you're basically not even.
Well, yeah,
camping.
I did that for when we got engaged.
Right, exactly. That's like probably 70th percentile.
It rained
glamping.
A lot, so there was a lot of fucking mud.
Right, but then there's like glamping where it's like just a little nicer and they take care of like the basics.
I find sleeping on a cot is better than sleeping on the floor.
Well, right. I find myself to be generally low maintenance, but one thing I cannot deal with is being hot at night when I'm trying to sleep.
You can't deal with any temperature.
I'm very temperature sensitive.
We know.
And I do not like being hot.
You like being hot during the day.
I don't mind being hot during the day, but if I'm trying to sleep, I need like a very cold room. And so that is why I think that
our friend
that
Alexa
would be my
constantly
issue.
Makes fun of Jordana because
she's
like,
cold?
Yeah. Because Jordana's like, every other sentence is like what her status of her like body temperature is like, I'm a little cold. And Alexa would be like, are you? Are you cold? Are you going to be hot in the next 20 minutes?
I get
so
that from
funny.
My mother.
Yeah.
She once freaked out at me. She's like, stop saying you're fucking cold. Like Sonya Sylla.
You don't touch the thermometer.
Don't touch the thermometer. The thermostat.
Some people just have more sensitive temperature.
Yeah.
Do you remember when my mom drove us somewhere and she like was blasting us?
Oh my God. We were in the element and I was in the back and I'm like, I'm so hot in here. Like, I can't breathe. She's like, well, I don't know what's happening. And then I look at the heat, like the what the temperature says of the car. It said like 90 degrees. And I'm just like,
my mom
dying.
Is an even bigger temperature lunatic than
oh,
I am.
Oh my God.
That's where you got
funny.
It from.
Okay, we have one more. Would you rather? Jordana, do this one.
Would you rather not be able to see any Coachella content or be forced to watch the live stream for an entire weekend without any breaks?
That is not even a would
I'd
you rather.
I think not we all, see.
I think we would all not just prefer not
yeah,
to see anything
yeah.
like without the
I'd
even
be,
negative
right,
thing.
Yeah, like you don't even have to ask me.
I like to see like the honest Coachella content. Like the
there
stuff that
none.
People say like the, like, oh, it actually takes an hour to go from the parking. Like the non-VIP or the non-influencer experience.
When you don't have a driver.
Yeah, like I want right. to see that more of that. And like what like the one when we went to Coachella and like we had nothing to do with brands that one day
that
we
so
went to the
fun.
Festival. I ate like one too many edibles and then we went and I was like
it was so fun.
Yeah,
that was the best. That
if
was,
you guys
yeah
right, you guys that's are what looking, regular people do for Coachella.
I feel like Coachella weekend two is probably like more
way
of
better.
That experience.
Yeah,
yeah, but the performers maybe aren't as good.
Are they the
no,
same?
No, it's
the
same lineup. Yeah.
Oh,
performers.
I didn't know it was the
yeah.
same
lineup.
Why would anyone go to weekend one?
Because weekend one is about like
bullshit.
Oh no, the weekend one is great. You guys should, if you actually are looking for Coachella content, you should check out our we have a really cool partnership with Tresemme going on and you guys should check it out.
Okay, who are we batch slapping this week? I know who Sammy's batch slapping.
Honestly, I was kind of over that since I ranted about it last week, but you guys brought it up again.
Who are you batch slapping?
I was gonna say Luann, but I feel like she's yours.
Oh, I didn't even think of that, but I would slap Luann right in the fucking face.
She was
face.
Super annoying this week.
Louis Vuitton.
I'm also going to bitch slap. I'm trying to think.
You can also slap Luann double. She deserves
fine. We'll
it.
Double slap.
Double slap that Lou. She's Lou. Now a cabaretista.
You do a really good Sonya impression.
I
Lou.
Do.
Lou.
Lou. Lou. The best ever was when Carol walked into the Berkshire and she's like, who is that man? In the background is Luann. Anyway, that was a amazing. Great episode. Everyone email us, slapped@betches.com. I always say that at the end of an episode. Email us, slapped@betches.com. Rate, review, subscribe. Now that it's all three of us back, we have like big things planned for Slapped. I don't know what they are, but I'm sure we have something planned. And
Someone has something planned.
And email us. I already said that. Oh, yes. Oh, tell us what you think about the Kardashian thing because we want to know.
Yeah.
DM us at Jordana Abraham, at Sammy, at Aileen, and
email
wonderful.
Or email slapped@betches.com.
That's easier.
All right. Bye.